Yes, hello, and welcome to yet another edition of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Now, I have my co-host here, Bill the Butcher.
I am in 100 degrees, and he is torturing me. That is what's going on. Allah!
He's got a smoke alarm, and yes, that's the deal right there. You got a smoke alarm, go outside. And then we have Will Turbitt from Demand the Truth.
What's up, folks?
Hey, listen, I'm a little perturbed, I guess. I'm a little agitated. I just 30 minutes ago, I just got done recording a new episode of the Family Case Files TV show, and we had a guest whose ex-lover, this male, basically everything boils down to this guy being a pedophile and a child trafficker who now has custody of her children.
Listen.
When you are talking about bruised vaginas and prolapsed anuses on children younger than 5 years old, you're going to get very upset. Okay? You're going to get very upset. I hope that we can bring some justice for this lady. She will be on the radio show next week.
Now, you're about to get mad. You're about to get mad when this guy comes on, and I have my opinions, but I'm going to keep my opinions to myself, okay? I truly am, man. I really am, man. I really am. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, the dude is not coming on the show, but the lady's coming on the show, the victim, and the victim's mother. She'll be on the show possibly sometime next week or the week after. I've got to have all these guests come on to the Republic Broadcast Network first before I have these people come onto the shows and on the TV shows. It's just, the middle state I'm in right now, the anger that I have is up there. Quick news, that was some news right there. A friend of mine is running for president. Well, this is the second friend of mine is running for president. Adam, from Adam versus the Man, I did an interview with him last year. He's running for president for 2020. I have another one of my friends. What are the chances of that? That I have two friends running for president. We have Mr. Harrison from the Intelligence Report. I was on his show 2 years ago, explaining a lot of things that I explain on this show and many others. I have to be a broken record, of course. But he's hanging up his show, I think, for now, and he's running for office. So that's two friends. I don't think anybody can say that they have two friends running for president. But it kind of makes me want to get out there myself. What do you guys think? V for president?
Well, V, you would be a good president. You honestly would, and everything.
You got my vote.
Hey, absolutely, you got my vote too. No problem. No more comments.
You know, I think I'll wait for 2024, maybe 2028. Let's just see what my friends can do. But anyways, we have a guest on for the show today. We have Mr. Sean Frickford. Are you there, Sean?
Fourth, but yep, I'm here.
Okay, and I'm glad that you're here, really.
Thank you.
Because I want to, I don't want to play light, I don't want to take light of your situation, but every time I think about what you're going to be telling us about your issue, your problem, I think of the source of your problem as someone that I like to laugh at and make fun of, because, well, I'll let you tell the story. Go ahead.
Oh, I won't tell a whole long story, but I'll just sum it up here fairly quickly.
Yeah, sum it up.
So basically, I mean, I think it goes further than this, but from the targeting right to my face, it started about 20 years ago. I went to a bar and met a bunch of people there, got to know the people that worked there and everything and blah, blah, blah. Hung out there all the time. And, you know, I met the guy there. He's a DJ, and he set me up basically with a girl there. And I said no about it because I was with the girl. I had a girlfriend at the time. So to jump ahead, basically broke up with the girlfriend, and then I took this girl home one night because he kept bugging me over and over and over again that I already had sex with her and stuff. So anyway, so I took her home one night, and I don't remember that night whatsoever, to tell you the truth. Don't know what happened. Don't understand that. But after that, you know, about a year later, he set me up with this other girl, basically. I mean, there was more to it than that, but got together with his ex-girlfriend, which had his child. I took care of his child for 6 years. I thought there was something going on on our relationship after 6 years. So I left an audio recorder out in my condo. And a couple days later, I kind of listened to it, and there was on there that I can't even imagine.
You've got to watch the language, please.
Okay, sorry. There was stuff on there that was just I don't know how you want to say it. It's like a bukkake party or something going on. I don't know how you want to explain it, but multiple men coming in and her in the house, and the child was in the house
too.
Did
you say a bukkake party?
Yeah.
Oh boy! All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goodness. Yeah. All right, that's the first. This is the Red Pill Hardcore, but that's the first right there, dude.
Oh, wow. Just letting it fly. Let it loose. All right.
Okay. So, anyways, I mean, I don't know.
I'm down for
this. And I had a few other questions, too. I mean, this guy's like, oh, yeah, I dated my guy's ex, and I took care of his kid for 6 months. I got a bunch of questions written down for you right now, so keep going. But, yeah, you might want to explain some of my stuff, too, because there's a whole bunch of mess going on right now.
Okay, I'll answer any questions you want. Anyway, so, I mean, there was just basically, like, multiple guys on my, what was my, I thought was my ex-girlfriend, which wasn't, it was a honeypot. And, you know, the child was in the house. She did, I mean, I could hear on the recording, she did like a lot of drugs before she went into the room. It's like she did not want to be there. So it was pretty hard to listen to this. And I kept it in my house, and, you know, I went to work after that, and then I didn't even want to listen to it again, but and all of a sudden, you know, she wouldn't come back, and I couldn't get any answers from anywhere, and nobody would let me know what's going on. I tried to talk to her about this recording, and, you know, I couldn't get any answers. So I had to go back to this recording to find out what's going on. Well, the recording had been changed. I mean, and I found out the guy, the father, the guy that hooked me up with her, he was downstairs in my condo in the second floor. So he obviously had my key to my house. He came in and did a few things in my house that were kind of weird. I can explain those to you, too, if you want. But, you know, I couldn't get any answers ever. So I listened to this, and now it's a... I still have the recording that I was left. And it was just a big mess of... It was like a gang-stalking recording, almost, or a gaslighting kind of thing, of trying to make you think nothing's happening, but things are going on, and all are hidden. Garbage language, right? Or the code they want to speak in. So anyways, I went through a big depression.
Let me chime in on this before it's all over and everything. All right, what we got here is a party, okay? This is what we got, party. And he is, well, I don't care what the video recording or the audio recording is saying, everything. And I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But come on, man. B, I want your opinion of what this guy is really saying, okay? Come on.
Let's skip ahead here in the story, because this guy you've got the B2K, and I understand that. I think you got dosed. You've had a little bit of drug issues, but listen, you're getting to this guy, and I watched an episode of the Boone Saints or Boondock Saints. There's a scene where this guy comes into this house, and it's the whole To Catch a Predator set up, and the guy says, "No, I'm not here for little children. I'm here for man butt." Now, I know Sean's story here, and this is what we got to fast forward to, because this guy, his name's Carrie, I believe. He's a DJ, and not only does he run the little women around, but he also runs the men around. And he is a little bit sweet on Sean here. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, he basically is trying to torture me into coming to him so he can rape me, he says. And make
That's
me part of
says.
His Yeah, Open. And that and to make to yeah, to well in my with the R&M or the V2K, right? And he basically wants me to go to his place so he can rape me and humiliate me and blackmail me into being part of his cult. So he talks straight out. He tells you everything. He's just a mess. But anyway, so that's what he wants. And he wants to take control of me and destroy my life by pulling me into his cult. Or since I won't do it, he wants to try and destroy my life without pulling me into his cult with me shutting my mouth. I'm just not going to shut him off. But anyway, that's kind of where it goes. I mean, and then he did it, like you know, he did another, and 8 years later, I had another girlfriend, and all this happened again. Basically, you can just, it's an exact repeat kind of thing is going on, from what I understand anyways, from the text and the emails and what's going on, and then I get gaslit all the time, and it's kind of ridiculous, but... you know my story. I don't know what
this
part
guy
you want
is a classic
about.
Like CIA handler. Yeah, he has some favors. He's the party guy. I mean, this is the exact same guy. You know, going back in the past, this is the CIA handler that was handing out LSD and letting the government zap people's brains and doing their mind control experiments. This is that guy.
Yeah.
Here in the future, present day.
Well, he says he got his machine that he uses from his dad. So I don't know who his dad was. I'd really like to find out. But the way his family, he supposedly years ago had 5 kids, and all the kids have different last names because he was not on any of the birth certificates. He's basically, it's like they're hidden from being related to him. And he's probably like that with his dad, too. So I don't know how to track his dad down to find out who he was or is or if he's still around. He says he passed away, but I don't know. You can't tell the truth with this guy, right? So, he's he tries to tell you that he's Illuminati. He tries to tell you that he's Freemason. Then he tries to tell you that he's his own flip side, he calls himself. And then he tries to tell me he's gangs in town here. And he tries to tell me he's worldwide gangs. And he tries to tell you he's everybody. And then he calls himself a nobody. So I think he's basically a nobody that's trying to be somebody else.
Right.
That's what it comes up to me. He's just a small fry, I believe. He's got some people blackmailed and kind of doing work for him, and he just tries to look bigger than he is. And it's basically proven, but, you know, he just thinks he's this big, bad guy. But,
well, you know, I've seen the picture. Okay, you sent me a picture of this guy, and yeah. Just, he looks like one of those Freaky Friday MFers, okay?
Yep.
Straight up. And yep. It's the kind of guy you don't want to turn your back to if you're naked, that's for sure.
Nope.
You're right, V. This is going to be a very entertaining show today, as well as informative.
In two ways.
If you guys got questions, go ahead. I
always like, you know,
I am not with you, brother. So keep talking, okay?
What else would you like to know? I mean, I could go into small details of things they've done. I can tell you about what kind of weird gas
I would like
lately.
To know,
what would you like to know?
I would like to know, what do you think personally may have potentially sparked all this targeting off, and how far up the hierarchy does it go? Where do you think this ultimately stems from?
Well, he virtually answered the question for us. Sean's a cutie, and somebody wants his butt.
Yeah.
Right?
Basically. I didn't know I was so sexy, but I mean, hey, whatever. It's not very flattering.
Well, you know, I'm not a homophobe, but hey, if you can look another man in his eyes and think, I want that, well, you're probably going to have an interesting situation no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's what I keep telling him. I keep telling him that, you know, you've worked on me for 20 years to get my butt, and I mean, wow, and you want to really keep it quiet. You don't want anybody to figure this out or what? You know, I
gotta give him some tenacity right there. That's determination.
Yeah, and I'm like, whatever. And I'm like, he does not like what I say. But anyway, that's all good.
I think he really likes you. For him to have you help raise his kid for 6 years, he's kind of grooming you for the wife or mother role.
Let me ask you something. I'm completely lost. I apologize. I'm completely lost. This guy wants your butt, right? Right, he wants your butt, right?
Well, that's kind of the way he says he's going to try and humiliate me and videotape it so that I won't say, that I won't talk. And I'm like, why don't you try it? Because I'll talk twice as fast. But, you know, I think that's just his way of, you know, I believe he's a bisexual. I believe he did enjoy it.
Well, obviously, he's a bisexual. He wants to fuck you in the ass.
Well, okay. Listen,
it's guys. It's more about the power. It's more about the power. We're coming up the commercial break, so it's more about the power than it is any homosexuality.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. It's work.
Oh, okay. We'll pick back up after the break. This is very interesting. This is fun.
Oh, there's lots more to go if you want. Whatever you want to know.
Hey, look at the uppercut again. Look at the uppercut. Terrible. Like the worst thing in the world.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Okay, here we go, There we go. I don't know how in the hell... Listen, guys. We've got very strange things going on. We've got very weird people with too much power and influence. I do know today it was brought up about the Knights of Malta... having their own quote-unquote country, even though they all live in a hotel recognized by UN, etc., etc., etc. They have their own passports, make their own laws, etc., etc., etc. And they make their money by doing charity work. That's the national moneymaker. Now, these are money launderers, pedophiles, you know, child traffickers. These guys have basically not just private passports, but government clearance, like they're secret agents, each and every one of them. This is the kind of stuff that's going on in the world. You have these oddballs who are part of a cult and want to start a cult because they have an ability to do something that the rest of us don't have or don't think would be an ability somebody that would have. Now, I'm not saying the Pope backs up this Kerry guy like he backs up the Knights of Malta, and we all know the huge pedophilia issue that's going on there. Nobody has not heard of that. But we have people like this, and I've got to ask, do you think that for all the women, listen, all the women, it's not too hard to get a woman in a situation to feel as though she's, you know, compromised, she has to comply, you know. But as a man, you said you witnessed other men being in the situation of being sex toys, basically, or being a part of the degradation process. How do you think he got that to happen? And is this something that he's using on you?
Yes. He's trying to tell me that that the only way to get help is to come to him, and then he's going to pull me into his cult, and then once I'm in there, it's like a sex cult, and then I get to join in all these parties and stuff too and have fun, and it's supposed to be a good time as he messes up my life that way, right? So yes, this is kind of like an initiation, pulling kind of, he's trying to pull me into his lifestyle, you could call it, or his cult, basically.
Now, is that a transition, do you think? Because dating one of what he would consider to be a woman of his or his property, yes, or whatever, and then possibly going to another one, and then on to maybe, hey, come in this room and, you know, shoot your goo with a whole bunch of other men on one woman. And then the next step after that, it's got to be, okay, let's just have dudes, and oh, well, you should be comfortable enough taking it from me. Is that the transition?
I'm all good. Yeah, well, he basically tries to pull you in with something good, and then he's going to destroy you after a while, right? I mean, basically, he's even told me what he likes to do. I mean, after he gets you into his cult, after he initiates you, however he wants to do it, he messes you up, he blackmails you. He's very straightforward about it. He wants to take you and have you sign over everything you have to him, and then he's just going to leave you homeless and gone. So basically, he wants to steal a house, is what he says. He's like, this is how you steal a house. It's like, wow, okay. So he's going after property and money, right? So this is kind of
okay,
where he goes.
Have you or have you not shot your goo onto? It's a valid question.
Yes, I have you, in my lifetime. Yeah.
No. Have you stood in the circle? We don't have enough time.
The word is shot your wad, okay? Please continue.
Well, if this wadded up for you, you might have a medical condition. I don't know. Okay, listen, we'll get right back into this after commercial break, okay? Because this is our short segment. We'll be right back.
We minding my business and leave me yours alone. We talking about me. Your job is over the camera.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
You know, I again, I don't want to make light of this man's situation. He has suffered greatly. I know what it's like to raise a child that's not your own, have them ripped from you, or you feel as though you've just been set up in the wrong situation. And I know all this stuff. Trust me, I do. But my thing is, this is kind of also, I hate making pop culture references, but this is like Family Guy. We got a quagmire here that's over the top, has possible connections with people with security clearances, which is very scary.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try my best to bow out here because I want my co-host. Please join in, and I know Will. You said you got a lot more questions. Just go ahead. Let's get them out because I'm just going to get gross.
Well, I was. You said you had some pretty interesting details that were going on too. You alluded to. I definitely wanted to hear about those for starts.
Well, there's like a couple of weird ones. Like I would, after the first girlfriend there, or the first whatever you want to call it, you know, after she was gone and I came home and I went to use my computer, and remember this is, you know, 13, 14 years ago, and my CD-ROM drive wouldn't work. I built my own computer and stuff. So I took my CD-ROM drive out, and the CD-ROM drive was the jumper on the back, because it's an old CD-ROM drive, the jumper on the back was changed from master to slave. So basically, you know, it's like he's trying to turn me into one of his slaves. This is the kind of things he does. Just weird stuff like this, right? There's so many things I don't even know where to go. One of the girls, you know, her favorite, whenever, you know, we look at the clock and it's anything to do with threes, she would be 333 is like her favorite time, and threes were her favorite number. And then I just learned like a week ago that the Freemasons are the number 33 is their, one of their things or whatever. It's just little things like this laid all across these relationships that are just, you know, just to remind me of everything. And like, of course I'm on the internet looking at things and things are coming up and boom, there's something else, right? He wants to just keep me thinking about him all the time. It seems like now because the V2K in my head is just going, just rattling me up every time I find this stuff. It's just yelling and screaming and making fun and like cheering and stuff like that. They accomplished something. It's just very strange stuff that really I knew nothing about before this was going on, obviously. This is all news to me, right?
And now, what gave you the first inkling that something was actually going on as opposed to this all just being in your head?
Here's a weird one. The ex that I just had, we drive down my street here. It's like down the end of my street, turn and down a block and then drive down the street. So it's about 3 or 4 blocks away. And every time we drive by there, she would make fun of this driveway. It's, oh, look at this black driveway. It's like he doesn't want anybody to drive on it. And there's this thing put across the driveway so you can't drive on it, right? And every time we drove by there, she would mention it. Oh, why do they do this? Why would they do this? And I'm like, I don't know. So the funny thing is that all of a sudden my V2K starts. And, you know, he's like, come down, drive past the perfect black driveway. So I drove down the street, and there he is, standing out there waving at me. So, and I knew that he did this 13 years ago to me before. Dude. What's that?
I said that's very creepy, dude.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that he's trying to freak me right out, right? And there he is, because I knew he did this to me 13 years ago, and there was no help 13 years ago. So I just kind of let it go and forgot about it and just, you know, continued on with my life. And all of a sudden, here he is again. I haven't seen him or heard from him in 13, 14 years, and here he is again. So I'm like, wow, here we go. So all of a sudden, the V2K starts, and, you know, I got freaked out. I made the mistake of, like, I was scared that he was coming to whatever, you know, get his game on with me. Or do something to me, or he said he's going to murder me and my family. He said he's just going to, like, do this to everybody I know, and he already controls everybody in town because he's the king around here, and he's trying to feed all this stuff to me, like there's no hope that I can do anything. And so I ended up in the hospital again, of course, which was a mistake on my part. Of course, I got, you know, diagnosed with schizophrenia and psychosis, and it was because, of course, he got me started on crystal meth 20 years ago, so they just blamed it on that. I've been clean for 14 years, or 13 or 14 years now, so I haven't touched any drugs. But, you know, they just blamed it on that again, of course. So, you know, now I've come to the fact that...
There's no evidence of methamphetamines actually splitting up the mind. The damage caused to the brain is so minimal with all of these drugs. It's the combination of the drugs and the other chemicals you put in your body and the frequencies that you're being bombarded with. That is the MK Ultra mind control, the CIA mind control. Well, there's a reason why they went from LSD to implants. They figure, okay, it's easy enough to get drugs into someone's system. Now we need to add a technological component to this. Now, they went from LSD and implants to big pharma, restrict drugs, and Wi-Fi, you know, onto 5G, you know, radio towers, cell towers. They have perfected the so-called schizophrenia and inducing it on anyone. They perfected it.
Yep. and they try to make you look very delusional so that all these things that they like, leave around and they say to you and things and you bring them up and stuff, you know, of course it's going to make you sound delusional, like you're looking too far into things and you're, I mean, so it doesn't go at the hospital, right? I mean, I didn't mention that at the hospital because, I mean, I did this 13 years ago also. So I just told them that I was just scared and, you know, I had voices in my head and I told them that, I said, it really seems like somebody's doing this to me from outside. And then my doctor even said, well, most likely it's not from outside. It's in your head. So I'm like, most likely, like, what, do you know something? Because I already know that it's from outside. I mean, I've already seen the guy. I've already, you know, the ex told me that she phoned my aunt and told her that I was in a cult. All this stuff's going on, right? It's just a mess. So, of course, I'm all messed up. And, you know, I went through a bit of a phase that I was quite a mess for a bit. But, you know, I'm pulling through it. I'm doing pretty good now. It's just I still have him harassing me every day and things
now,
like that.
Now, who is this gentleman? Can you elaborate a little bit more about who he is in the community and also, like, 13 years ago it stopped and now it's starting again? What, can you elaborate as to why and a little more about this gentleman?
Yeah, about 13 years ago, it started 13 years ago. He went on for about a year, year and a half. When I started to leave it alone, it kind of, and forget about it, and, you know, I decided basically that I can't do anything, he kind of started to fade out, and it faded out and faded out. It took 6 to 7 years before it faded. It went away, kind of thing. So he kind of just faded out, and then all of a sudden I met the new girl, and it stopped. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, 5 years later, when something else happens, it starts again. And, I mean, now I have more help around. I got the support of V and his crew and everybody there. I got lots of support. I have doctors that are on my side. They write me fantastic letters saying that this is going on. I have audio engineers that looked at my my recordings that I had from both girlfriends, and she found the R&M fingerprints on the recordings. So I have evidence of these things going on now. So it's there's no reason for me to really stop. He wants me to stop every day. Because he knows he can't really do anything to me anymore in person or physically, so he just wants me to stop. But I mean, I know he's coming back for more if I do stop, so what's the use? He's not going to stop until he gets what he wants, right?
And now, yeah, more about this individual. Is he, do you think he's alone doing this? Is this an isolated case? Has he done this to other people? Is he well-connected to anybody in the community? Tell me about this dude.
He's basically been hidden since birth. You can't find anything on him, really. I mean, I don't. He probably has a place that he lives, but he works in a nightclub probably somewhere as a DJ. He can pull women in there. He can have his drugs or whatever. He's basically a lowlife that, you know, he's got a lot of money. I know that, but he likes to hide that he doesn't have any money. But you know, I think it's just a family. Like it runs in the family. I'm 99.9% sure of that. It's just a family that has, you know, too much money, and the only thing they can do is try to get power over people now. Because and you know, he's even told me he's into pedophilia. He runs people. He's blackmailed people with children. He's tried to trick me with going out with an underage girl before. Didn't go for it. You know, it's like he tricks you into doing something. Then he says he's going to hold it against you if you don't do what he says. So, yes, he has people that are working for him that have been blackmailed to work for him. He doesn't pay anybody. He uses power over them and control over them. So he's not a well-liked human being. I know that. But you don't see him unless he wants to be seen. He's kind of stuck in his house or... I mean, I joke with him that he's stuck in the closet because 13 years ago, you know, the last time that me and the girl had sex, he was in the closet listening to it. Like he's just a mess. Like, he just, anything that is strange, he's right into it, right? So, it's just a sex problem, this guy.
Well, do you ever think about pulling a... Well, hold on. Do you ever think about just pulling a Houdini? Okay. Get him all bothered and excited. You know, get him all greased up and bent over, and you just pull an old switcheroo with somebody else and get the hell out of Dodge. I mean, you could be like you just come back when it's all done and pull another switcheroo. Or you can be mean about it and just knock on the window mid-coitus. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Will?
I was, now I completely forgot. But no, I was going to say, as far as this guy, get into more of this dude. You think he's,
I'm not saying anything about this. I'm sitting here, I'm having cocktails, and I'm listening, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. This would be a shining moment. I don't know what a Mormon would think about this, or shaved, open up that can of beans.
A Mormon would say, baby make your wife, but that's just me, okay? Go ahead.
And now, what part of the country is this in here? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Canada.
Canada, okay, gotcha. Because if it was something local here in the Northeast, I'd definitely go ahead and snoop around for you, but yeah. I believe we might have a caller too, V.
We have Kristen here. Let's see if her connection's good. Hopefully she's calling from her cell phone. Kristen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, V.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
How are you?
Sounding nice and clear.
Oh, I know. Isn't it wonderful? How are you?
Doing okay.
Will, are you there?
You know our guest.
Yes,
Will,
Kristen,
are you
good
there?
To hear your voice again.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. How you doing? What's been going on?
Not much. I heard it's interesting that Sean Frankfurt, correct? Is that your guest tonight?
Yep.
That's him. Weren't you familiar with him? I met him through you.
It's very interesting that he ended up being our guest tonight, because I had a conversation with Amy Holland today, and she had mentioned Sean.
Because her stuff is going to be part of our next documentary coming up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Amy had mentioned Sean, and she had said that she might be a guest on the show with Sean, so it's kind of a coincidence that he ended up being on the show. Hello, Sean, how are you?
Pretty good. I talked to Amy, and I asked her, and I talked to V also, but V said that he wanted to have her on the show alone, so one day. So I think I said something to her about being on the show too, but I guess I didn't finish the conversation with her, but she knew that I was going to be on tonight.
We only have an hour. It's a 2-hour show.
Anyway, go ahead. We're off this one. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I do have a question. I do have a question for you, Sean. Were you able to show be the document that you have? Were you able to share that with him?
I sent it to V about a week and a half ago, I think, or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Documents. You mean on, like, Discord?
On Discord, I sent it to you, yep.
Discord. You know what? Let me take a look right now. I see. And this is from Dr. Seth Barber. Is this the one?
Yep. No, the one before that one. You go back a few more pages. A little bit further back.
And see, this is... Okay. Oh, no, maybe.
No, well, you know, what we're getting here, what we're getting here is, what do you send and what does it really reveal and what is really going on? So the lady has a serious question and nobody has an answer.
I know what this is about. This is from Amy Holland, the secretary, head of Veterans Division. She is basically trying to get information out of the the DOD about these issues, being involved in people's personal lives, computer forensics. You know, the tinnitus, everything that is involved with the frequency weaponry. Now, Amy Holm is someone who is well-versed in a lot of the stuff. And that is, she has done a little work for Sean in exposing this, because she'll take a sample from people here and there and analyze the data off of what she records. Sometimes she can pick up things, sometimes she can't.
A little work. Come on.
A little what?
A little work. She has him. Come on. She has him.
You sound like you're in a fishbowl from my end. I'm sorry.
Is that Billy?
That's the butcher, yes.
Oh, hi, Billy. I didn't know you were there. Hello.
I know. I'm here. I'm with you. And I might be in a fishbowl, but I'm listening to what you said. And what I'm listening to is a little, come on now, let's get real here.
What does that mean?
What that means is what she just said. Okay? You're gonna have to address what she said, and you're gonna have to address with what she
form a question.
Come on, form an exact question. No, what she says, and we honestly have to understand.
It's a ton of information, so you have to tell me what you're missing.
No, I'm not mad. No, hey, come on, B-Man. Hey, you're my bro, man.
It's a ton. I can take this document line by line, and it'll be something completely different.
Come on, it's
a lot.
You're my bro. And we have problems with connections and everything. But what she said was, she had a situation that she put with you, and you didn't address it, okay?
What situation is that?
I don't know, because I'm sitting down here in Texas and everything. I don't know. But,
Bill, you have lost me, my friend. But listen,
Back up. She had a serious question.
What was the question?
Let her answer it. Let her ask it again.
Let her ask the question.
No, wait. Now, come on now. Let her ask the question. We are dealing with the internet here. I do not hear this stuff clearly. Let the lady ask her question. And then answer her question.
Okay, we have only so much time left. No need to repeat it. So, what was the question? I'm missing what he's talking about. What's the question? Kristen, are you there?
Yeah, I think Billy lost me somewhere here. I didn't really pose a question. I was saying, did you receive the document? I didn't have a question. The question was, did you
read it? Yeah, I received the documents, and I read a little bit off of the document. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I answered the question.
The point that I was making was, it was lending some credibility to Sean's case. That was my point.
Well, Amy can do that, and I'm going to be very interested in digging a little bit more into this as far as her evidence that she collects, because, again, some of her things that she has sent to us is going into our next documentary, which I will be hosting. And it's very interesting things, because you can pick up so much information off of the static. Yeah, and off of these devices, there's a hum. There's so many technical things about what can be picked up off these devices. You can pick up, you know, just the craziest things. And I'll let Amy explain them. We've had her on Targeted, okay? We've had her on the TV show Targeted, Amy Holm. You look her up, Truthtainment TV Network on YouTube. I believe she was our fourth or fifth episode. So we have to get this information out there. And we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for coming on. I want to thank Sean. I want to thank my caller, Kristen. I want to thank my co-host. And guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves, all right? The crown is mine.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.